Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, it is February the 2nd, 2022. God bless you. A new day, the second day of a new month, and God bless you. And may God continue to bestow upon you all that is. Amen. Amen. I pray for those that are getting out of the hospital, those that have passed on from COVID. I pray for those families. It is nothing more than to lose a family member or a kinfolk from COVID. Amen. Amen. My topic today is multidimensional. And coming from Psalms 28, chapter 28, verse 7, it reads, "The Lord is my strength and my impenetrable shield. My heart trusts in, relies on, and confidently leans on him." Psalms 28, 7, from the Amplified Version. Who is God to you? That's the question. Ask yourself about it. David, the singer and writer of Psalms 28, calls God his rock. He asks him to listen to his prayer and pleas. He voices and outlines his troubles, concerns, and fears. And before God does anything in his situation, David blesses him just for listening to his prayer. God was not just David's strength, but his shield. A shield that no weapon could bend, dent, or destroy. God was not just someone, but the someone that David knew his heart could trust in, rely on, and lean on with confidence. Knowing this God was in his life, David was helped mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. This knowledge, this confidence and surety, this certainty of God made David's heart sing to him in joyful praise. Toward the end of his psalm, Psalm 28, verse 8, David calls God his strength and stronghold, his source of power and security. Yet, David also knows God isn't just his defender, but a gentle leader who would nourish, shepherd, and carry his people forever. Psalms 28:9, David knew God was multidimensional. Whoever David needed and claimed him to be in the moment. Who is God to you today? That is my question to you. Who is God to you today? That is my word of encouragement for today. God bless you. I'll be back on Friday with another word. And may God bless you and keep you. And tell someone about the good word. And tell someone you love them. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Until the next time.